When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
Hi, welcome back to the Nicole Ladrian Show. You guys could have been anywhere in the world, but you're tuning in to me right now. So I just want to say thank you so much. And we're going to have a lot of great content coming up every Friday.
I'm having the luxury of sitting here with Nicole today.
Yes, sir.
How you been doing, Nicole? What's going on with you? I mean, I know you've been working on some new projects. You recently had a role in the movie that showed up. You want to talk a little bit about your movie? I mean, a lot of people don't know about your acting. And you did a major acting debut in the Kate Lou film. Was it
Faded? Faded.
Yeah, Faded. Yeah, let's just...
Faded, ow.
A little bit, if you can just give us a little bit about Faded and how that came about.
Well, thank you for inquiring. So you guys, hi, how's everyone doing? I hope that everyone's doing well. And if you're not, then just look to the Most High, okay? Look to the Most High, He will help you get through it, all right? Just keep your faith. So I have had the luxury of working with one of the most prominent producers from the Bay Area by the name of Kalu Records. And not only is he such a phenomenal producer, he's also a really good friend of mine's, right? And he helped me do my first album, you guys, called Fantasy Ride, and it's out on YouTube, Spotify, and many online platforms now. You can just type in my name, Nicole Adrian. But to get back to it, just based off working with him over the years, I've worked with Kalu for about 10 years plus, you guys, so a very long time. I'm 40 years old. I met Kalu when I was 18, and I started producing a little later when I was in my 20s. So I was actually able to get the opportunity to be in his second movie, which is called Faded. Okay, and I played a short part. I'm a booster. I stole something. I'm in jail, and they're like about to arrest me. And I'm like denying it. Like, it wasn't me. He's like, but that was your car. It wasn't my car. So I'm just lying, y'all. I'm thinking I'm cute because I am cute, but I'm trying to use my pretty privileged to get out of jail, and my ass went to jail, y'all. But the movie itself is really a good movie as a whole. So it's available on Tubi, Indie Films, and YouTube now, all right? Shout out to Kalu. You're a phenomenal man. And my other producer, which is hosting with me right now, y'all. Thank you, Ann Taylor. I love you both. I love you guys so much. Without you guys, my vision wouldn't have become a reality right now. So thank you.
It's a pleasure to be online with you. Yes. Everybody go check out Faded. It's Kalu production, the man that crossed over from the music and into the film.
Yes, sir.
He made it. And believe me, me working in film production and
things like that.
I'm so blessed, y'all. I got some great men behind me that's just super talented. Shout out to Ann Taylor and Kalu.
Yeah, I know it wasn't easy.
Kalu made it look easy.
Start from the bottom, now I'm here.
All right, so this week, I wanted to ask you a question, a conversation we were having recently. And if you could define, I don't even know how possible this is, but have you ever recognized common traits of toxic masculinity?
Well, yes, sir. Yes, I have. Many times with many relationships and just men, some men in general, I'm not going to say all men. You do have men who actually do the work. Okay. So I would say that definitely, I've experienced where the phone behavior, that's a big red flag, you guys. So, we do pay attention to the behavior of the phone. Okay. So that phone can really be a toxic, if not the number one thing that can destroy any type of dynamic relationship wise with a woman or man. Secondly, I would say the way one is how you act, right? If he's super insecure, that could be a very toxic trait. I'm guilty of it, you guys, okay? I've had times where I was super insecure in my relationship dynamics, right? So that can cause, being insecure will definitely cause a lot of toxicity, because what brings along with insecurity is you get a lot of disrespect and one feeling that they lack something, so they want to project onto their partner, which is very toxic. Physical abuse, that's a toxic trait, right? Man or woman, you should not put your hands on nobody, all right?
Right. So you're touching on how these toxic behavior can impact relationships.
Exactly.
Okay.
Verbal abuse, that's another one. Maybe you're very verbally abusive towards your partner, man or woman, and that is a very toxic trait. Knowing that your partner needs certain things that you are able and you are fully capable of providing, but you withhold, is toxic, right? Because if I'm with you and I care for you or even love you, or I'm supposed to be in love with you, why am I withholding certain things like affection or finances, time, right? Resources. It could be specific as to what that person feels, because everybody's situation is different, right? But a lot of time it stems from, it could be financial, right? It could be that the person is super controlling, right? It's so many different elements that one might say this is toxic.
Right. So with that in mind, what steps can a person take to recognize if they're in a toxic relationship? Because me personally, I've seen people who really enjoy, they think that the toxic parts of a relationship a reflection of love. Hey, man, she loved me, man. She went bananas this morning. She tore everything up. She did this, man. She just loved me. And I'm like, is that love or is that her lack of self-control? Because there is a difference. I think love can cause people to, you know, to lose self-control or lose the maintenance of their higher
higher self.
But I also think that a lot of people confuse toxic for love, or toxic for care, or toxic for attention. And what do you think about?
It's trauma.
Yeah.
It stems from trauma. And some of us, such as myself, came from very dysfunctional backgrounds. Okay, we're going to say both dysfunctioning backgrounds. Okay? And until we kind of do that inner work, it's still going to bleed into that part of our lives and other parts of our lives, right? And like I said to you guys, I'm guilty of this because I come from a very dysfunctional background. And although my mother loved me, I loved her, that's my reality. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. My father died 9 months from heroin overdose. He was Irish. Sick ass white boy, from what I hear. He loved the fuck out of me. I'm the youngest of 5 children. So my mom, originally, they're from Louisiana, Shreveport. So my mom is Black Creole. Well, she was Black Creole and Native American Indian.
Shout out to Shreveport.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
My family is Shreveport.
Oh, we both got family in Shreveport. Listen, so y'all.
Definitely.
You have to do the inner work. Toxicity, listen, y'all, I'm not sitting here like I'm some saint, because I am one of the most toxic people you would ever meet, but it's only when it's brought out of me, okay? Which that's still not an excuse. But what I'm saying is that I never come with bad intentions, for real. Like, I really come authentic and, like, I love people for who they are, you know? And so when we get to the point where we get toxic, or we get disrespectful, or we're just out of our element, We need to just check it. Like, maybe you need to go to counseling. Maybe you need to refrain from the situation. Like, you know what, let me walk away instead of me doing this, because this could actually land me somewhere I don't want to be.
Well, let me ask you, what steps can a person take to recognize if they're in a toxic relationship? Because there's a lot of confusion, you know what I mean, in these relationships sometimes. We don't know who the toxic person is. We don't know if both persons are toxic, or somebody just doesn't recognize it. What's somebody that's toxic?
So I'm going to give y'all a simple answer. It's as simple as this. when you have to question if it's toxic, it is. The second you have to say, you know what, am I in abusive or dysfunctional or disrespectful or it's just not serving me type of relationship, it's toxic. Whenever you have to second guess it and you have to question yourself, it's toxic. It's not right. It's not serving you in the right way, man or woman. Do you understand?
Exactly. So since you obviously know how to recognize a toxic trait in a person, if you were my family member or a friend, how would you support me if I was going through or in a toxic relationship? What kind of support would you be able to offer me, in a way or offer anybody a way that someone who's looking for it? Because some people are in toxic relationships and they're trapped and they're not even looking for a way out. But people who want to be out of it, what do you think? What's the best advice you can give them to support that?
Self-love. Self-love. And I've done it, and that's what's toxic too, is that we are toxic when we sit here and we keep pouring into people, but they don't understand themselves yet. Oh, I've been there, y'all. I've been there. Listen to me. Just hear me out. I'm not judging. It's no place of judgment. It's all love. Look, when one is not in a place where they have self-love, How do you know? You don't know. You understand? How can I get sound advice when I haven't even, I have no experience in that? You got to go through different things to be able to speak on it and have advice about that. It's actually my life. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, self-love.
There it goes. Resources for men, women, seeking to change your toxic behavior.
Love yourself. Put yourself first. Leave the motherfucker alone.
Take your time.
Say it one more time.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at Truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers, all so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me hear it again.
Self-love, you love yourself, put yourself first.
There you go, guys. So And I think that we've all been in some type of toxic arrangement, or we known somebody that is borderline toxic. And the way I get down is I leave at first sight. You know what I mean?
Like, but I'm the opposite.
Yeah. Step around and stay around. Mm-hmm. And,
let's talk about it.
So departure to me is the best thing. And you can be in love with somebody, but that first person you got to be in love with is yourself, you know what I mean? And, I think it's necessary for a person to recognize that. You gotta love self. You gotta put yourself above all in the first position in a relationship when it comes to being treated good. You have to make sure that you're treating good and you're being treated good. We'll be right back.
Ready to vibe? Daryl Hill's got the soundtrack you need with his new banger, Enjoy Life. It's all about good vibes and living your best life. Stream Enjoy Life now on all platforms and let the music move you. Daryl Hill, bringing the heat wherever you get your music.
So, that's basically my opinion on toxic.
And we talk about the women, though. We talk about both. I'm jumping.
What's your favorite quote?
What you're not changing, you're choosing. You got some in your life you complaining about and you're not changing it. Could be your relationships, your body, your health, your job. You're choosing.
Okay, so look, if you're not changing, you're choosing. All right, so in regards to toxic situations, I think that you got to be ready to make that change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you think?
I think that I'm a fixed sign, y'all, Malil. So I will love you and love you and love you down. And I still love you. And you be like, bitch, where you ask me, why are you still here? Literally, I'm going to be so real. I've had men say, well, not a lot of men. I had a man, let me rephrase that, say, oh, well, why are you still here? Because I love you, stupid motherfucker. Toxic or not, I love you. When you love someone, you love them through everything.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I just wanted to ask you one question real quick, and it could actually be a one or two word answer, right?
Okay.
If you were in a toxic relationship with somebody, how soon should you leave that relationship?
I think the very moment you start realizing that it's toxic, you should try to keep it real. I think you should, there's nothing wrong. If you really like that person, and we're trying to talk, and I think we can get some type of agreement or some type of mutual ground. But if it don't work, then I think you can leave out of there ASAP.
That's my
nigga. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard real talk from Joe himself. Joe's going to join us in the next episode.
Yes,
this man is full of wisdom, full of insight, man. And I just have to get my boy on the line. Hey, Joe, thank you, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on the show. Y'all appreciate it.
That was dope, too, man. We appreciate it. Hey, we'll holler at you later.
All right.
So what size indicate a woman may be exhibiting toxic behaviors? That's a question that I like to ask you. You being a woman, you might know some signs, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been a toxic motherfucker.
Oh, look at this. Let's hear about it.
Honestly, y'all. So, on my phone, we'll be on D&D every time I'm around your ass. But who cares? Men don't care about that. They don't give a fuck about none of that. So, a man who's intentional that really love you, he would be like, what's going on? He gonna question that. But most men don't question that. You know,
they don't. What else that? They don't question why your phone's on D&D.
They don't give a fuck. They got you right there. So I got it too.
I mean, look, I think that sometimes.
Some men, I said.
If you put a phone on, do not disturb.
Nobody gave a fuck.
I know, but listen, if you.
In other areas, they were mad, but not that. The phone is not for men.
Wait, hold on.
I'm telling you, the phone was a deal breaker.
Hold on, listen. If you put it on, do not disturb. There's a great chance that. I would say that you are devoting your attention to me and not the phone. Yes. The reason why some people put their phone on Do Not Disturb is because they don't want to expose the level of activities their phone be having jumping off. Yes. Now, we're not saying that's your case, but...
Oh, it's been my case before.
So, would that indicate toxic behavior?
Yes, yours? Yep. Yep. Okay. It's very toxic. It's as toxic as it gets.
Yeah.
Dummy, I'm cheating on you. I got niggas. I got bitches. You feel me? If a nigga, or maybe I got bitches because bitches got bitches. And
well, hold on.
It's all different type of sexual orientation. So if we got,
I got you.
All I'm saying is that if you do it, you do. You feel me? And if you're going to do it, you're doing that shit too.
All right. So.
That part. It's toxic as fuck because it's like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do me and I'm going to still do you.
Man. So do you think there's any emotional consequences or after you separate from a toxic relationship? Does that baggage stay along with you?
Oh, yeah. And
explain to me.
One can say, oh, my God, I loved you and you did me like that. Now they're a little, they messed up for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Or your heart broken. Your heart is so broken. You like, nigga, I can't get over you.
Yeah, because me in general, I've never been in a toxic relationship. But I picked up on the traits before it got to that point. And I was like, when I was younger, I used the process of elimination. And I know it might sound
smart. No, it's smart. That's smart.
Yeah. I would look for ways. And
smart. Yeah. I can learn from you, sir.
And even in business, when I was.
Correct.
In business, I would look for ways to, with a client, I will look for ways to disqualify them rather than qualify them. And not in a negative way. But when I say disqualify them, I want to make sure that we're going to be a perfect fit for my business. I'm going to be a perfect fit for them as my client. Ooh. And when I find that they're I disqualify them. Yeah, I dismiss them. I say, hey,
you don't. You're a waste of time.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like I'm going to be the mug for you.
Yeah, we're just not going to be compatible.
Yeah.
Together, so, business or in friendship or, yeah.
So that was the same way with women. I wasn't super nitpicky or anything, but I did observe certain behaviors, much like she would observe behaviors of mine. But she would be disqualified if something came along that I wasn't too fond of. And I would, you know, politely let her know that.
Men are logical, y'all. That's all logic. It's logic. Men are logical. Ooh, or like magic.
So, let's say I did get into a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Let's say I did.
Most of us have been there.
How can I set boundaries?
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Don't. Okay. You're right.
Relationship. Okay. Remember what Joe said earlier. Joe said, if he sees it's not improving, he's going to give it a shot.
I wanted to give it a shot. I think I was just, y'all don't trip off me because I've been through so much shit to where I'm like, hold on. Excuse me.
No, that's a mistake. But keep talking. Whenever you hear that.
What I was saying, y'all, is that they know me like I've been through some shit. You feel what I mean? So I've been through it. I really been through some shit to where y'all like, bitch. Thank you for all that.
No, real talk.
Okay, so.
All right, so is there a role in society pressure plays in perpetuating toxic behaviors in women and in men? The society basically making us have these toxic traits that we, and I'll be the first to say yes. I think that the thoughts of things and the way things come across when we're influenced now by internet. You know how they call that. People like Nicole, they'll call her an influencer. And she may not set out to be an influencer, but everything we say and do can impact and influence somebody. And we like to do it in a positive way rather than a negative way. Ooh. You know what I mean?
So,
you know what I mean?
That's all right. Yes.
Do you view yourself as an influencer at all?
Oh, I'm a Leo. Right. So, of course, influencer, that's actually a small word for me.
All the Leos out there, let's go ahead and give it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think society plays a role in this whole thing with?
Oh, yes. Yes, society plays a major role in how one is influenced. Yes.
Do you think this is funny or do you think this is toxic? Take a listen to this.
When I'm like cussing a man out or like being like, leave me the fuck alone. And then they really do. Like, no, beg, plead, email me.
Email me, make fake pages. That is toxic. We need to acknowledge that body's toxic.
But I need a little bit. Hate when I'm like.
Now. She said that she need a little bit of toxicness in her relationship. She said that when she curses the man out and tell him to leave her alone, she's really saying, I want you to do more. I want you to try harder. And I know it can go in two different directions because there's men that you do like and there's men that you can give a shit about. So, and both of those guys can get the same word track with two different expectations and meanings from you. What do you think? Was that toxic or not?
Definitely. But we like toxic. Toxic is borderline healthy. Oh, they're like, Nicole, how dare you say such things, you bitch. How dare she say such things? She's a light-skinned woman. She knows nothing about anything.
So.
Oh, I know about privilege. I know about my black people. So I know about a lot of great things. Toxicity is not good for anyone.
Is being light skinned a real issue?
No, not at all. It's a minor issue, like everything else. I would say major because it's not in the news. But yet, I'm light skinned, so how dare I say such things because I'm not worthy?
You not being a dark skinned person, people, you think that people sometimes believe that you are not authentic in what you say or you don't have a say in issues that affect black people?
Oh, I don't have a say that the issues that go that identify with Black people.
You could have mixed blood and not look mixed, like some people. Or you can
look mixed, bitch.
You can have mixed blood and look mixed.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on the person.
But the reality of it is that acceptance, people are very, very, very,
you know what,
they don't want to accept a lot. They don't want to accept, you know, they don't want to accept it. If you light skin, then you're not all the way Black to them. And the Black issues shouldn't affect you like you're impervious to. And that's just not true.
Please. Well, we can't talk about that.
Yes.
But so, I want to talk about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've been a Black person. And you be a light-skinned Black person.
Yep. I'm proud, though. I'm very proud.
To some other Black people, your word track is not as authentic as theirs, and your struggle is not as authentic as theirs. And,
correct.
And their hustle. Now, listen, in corporate world, okay?
Correct. Sorry. Yes, you are absolutely correct.
I have seen in corporate world that lighter-skinned Black people get better treatment than darker skinned Black people.
Correct.
But that's not the light skinned person's fault. It's not by their fault. They didn't choose.
It counts out to appropriation.
That's right. Simply. That's right. So basically, when you have a set, two people that get together for whatever reason, love.
They have sex. They have sex, lust, love.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm a love. Bitch, I'm just buzzed down. Oh.
The Nicole is saying that people get together and they procreate. People get together to have sex. They're
not all procreate.
There's a variety of reasons.
Why we want to feel good. Because yeah. It feels good. That's the reason. It feels good.
Well, no, there's a variety of reasons how we were born and why we were born and what the idea behind it was. But we didn't pick. Yes. We didn't choose. We didn't have any way of saying, hey, I want to be this way when I arrive. We just came and we're here. And for people to judge us and evaluate us on that is just wrong. And when I hear like a Nicole tell me that, and Nicole is very much a Black woman, Black people think that her life is easier because she doesn't look like them. Darker Black.
I'm yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yellow. I mean, you know, I get it that everyone has their own opinion. That's okay. That's what makes us so beautiful and unique. That's what makes us beautiful.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, Nicole,
yes.
How do you, it's like a daily, or not a daily, I would say, because I wouldn't know, but it's a constant battle, isn't it, to have to deal with people and their perception of how your life goes when they're looking through their own personal lens. People try to tell you, oh, I know you got it easy. Oh, I know you got dudes. Oh, I know you got this. I know you got that. And it's, some of those things are true and some of those things are not true, right?
Well, correct. To you, listen, you hit the nail on the head with that one. Thank you guys so much. So much for tuning in. And be on the lookout for more episodes. The Nicole Agent Show.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make-your-move. Truist.com/make-your-move or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.